Today on the Pageant Cast, Nicole Kapke, Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 118.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Stacey Shands, Miss Liberty America International 2007, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here is your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for the wonderful introduction. Have we got a fantastic program lined up for you. Today, we're going to have Nicole Kapke, Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008, here on the show. She actually came live out to the studio, so the recording quality is a lot better than you're used to here on the show. So excited to have her. She was absolutely gorgeous, obviously, but also came in with a lot of information. She finally could answer a question that I put out on the show a while back. Donnie and Marie, because they're going to be hosting USA here in just a few days. I said I thought that they had hosted previously pageants, but I couldn't remember when or where or what. She knew all about it. She knew all about it and was able to tell me that, of course, they were involved in Miss America, and I believe it was... Oh, God, I should have wrote it down. But it was right after Tony Danza, I believe, so like 2002 and in that range, that Donnie and Marie had been on Miss America. Now, the strange thing is, and I'll try it again, I checked Donnie Osmond on IMDb. Now, the thing that's interesting to me, IMDb usually is pretty good about getting everything. You can hear me typing. That's real time we do here on the pageant. I'm pulling up IMDb, and if you check Donny Osmond, it does not list. Yeah, I'm not seeing it anywhere. I am not seeing Miss America. Now, it's got the 57th Miss USA pageant, the 2008, and I am looking now. I could be missing it. There's a couple hundred things here, but I'm already back. Wow. I'm back to 1963. I just don't see the Miss America stuff. And it's very interesting to me because the Miss USA, every time I type in a Miss USA, it comes up right away in IMDb. Miss America doesn't ever seem to. Let's try Tony Danza while I'm at it. You know, and I guess what I'm calling out for is if somebody is some sort of expert on who is hosting the Miss Americas, it's easy to add stuff to IMDb. Get out there and do it. I don't know enough about it, otherwise I'd take care of this thing. But it's just irritating. Now, he was 2001. I'm almost positive. It was 2001. I am looking. Oh yeah, it did show up. Miss America did show up for Danza, but it's something that is a little bit lacking, and folks should probably help us out there. Now, if I'm just missing it, let me know. Easy to do. You can give me a call at 414-517-4908. But I want to thank Nicole again for giving me some information I've been looking for quite a while. Thanks so much for helping me out in that regard. You know what? Why am I having you all sit around and wait? Let's get things going. We got a lot of great news on today's show. Oh, also, I almost glossed over this. I didn't tell you what I did on Saturday. Well, of course, I met the beautiful and stunning Nicole Kapke, and she came out to the studio and recorded our show that you're going to hear today. But also, later on that evening, went to see the Miss Kenosha pageant, and that was great fun. The Kenosha pageant, I'd like to congratulate Caitlin Smolsky, our new Miss Kenosha 2008. And if you're wondering, hey, where can I find pictures of Miss Kenosha 2008? Well, that's easy enough to do. Just go on out to our Facebook account, or you can go out to our photo gallery, and we have that. We also have photos that we took of Nicole Kapke while she was here. So check that out. And while you're doing that, why don't you listen to the rest of the Pageant Cast?
TKPNPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com.
You've got mail. Got an interesting comment through email here. This was attached to our post, Pageant Cast 116. Hi there. This was a delightful find. I love listening to your podcast. Please check out my website, cherrykennedy.com. I'm a pageant coach in Minnesota. I would love to send you pageant info from Minnesota. Keep up the fun pageant patter, Sherry. Well, thank you, Sherry. We certainly hope to hear. And any information you want to send, just send it on through. And that goes for anybody listening to pageantcast@gmail.com. We'd love to put that information up on our news desk and here on the program.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
Well, today we're very excited because we actually have Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008, Nicole Kapke, here in our studio with us. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Tim.
Yeah, fantastic. Beautiful day for you to drive up. Now, where did you drive up from?
I came all the way from the Gold Coast in Chicago, so our drive was pretty good. Not too much traffic, beautiful weather, so we lucked out really.
Now, I've been Milwaukee all my life. What is the Gold Coast of Chicago?
The Gold Coast is nicknamed that because back in its heyday during Marshall Field and Daniel Barnum, it was the place where all the millionaires kept all their mansions, and so hence the gold for the money and the coast because it's near the lakeshore.
Okay, and then they would keep burning it down on occasion, is what Chicago does, right? Every once in a while, they say, hey, let's set everything on fire. We had the World's Fair. Let's burn that down.
Well, that's why we have the Chicago Fire Team, you know?
Yeah.
No, actually, we're doing pretty good. Right now, it's a lot of construction. They're preserving a lot of the old mansions and brownstones, so that's good. They're resurrecting the style of traditional Chicago at the same time, renovating it to somewhat be greater than New York.
Well, we're losing a lot of our Marshall Fields. Is that Marshall Fields still open, or is it now Macy's?
It's officially Macy's. They still have the plaque that says Marshall Fields. In my heart, it will always be Marshall Fields. I still call it Marshall Fields. I'm not a Macy's girl, but it's a beautiful building still. A lot of tradition.
It is. It is a beautiful building. I've been there a few times during the Christmas season when they have the market.
The walnut room.
Yeah, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So, Nicole, last time we spoke, you were competing at International.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been competing in pageants a long time, so I have to ask you about your pageants. What are some of your past pageant titles that you've held?
My very first was Miss Chicago Teen in 1999, and it was my very first ever, 19 years old, placed as second runner-up. Mm-hmm. Which was quite an experience, and then I caught the pageant bug. I then entered the Miss USA circuit, and from 2000 to 2006, I made the top 10 six times. I then moved on to the Miss America system for scholarship money to pay for college. My first title with them was Miss Robinson 2002, and my platform was cancer awareness and organ donation, so I traveled all over the state of Illinois promoting that, and I met some wonderful people. I went on to Miss Illinois America, and my talent was singing, and I had a USO World War II theme, and I had like a Billie Holiday hair and long gown, and it was a lot of fun. Needless to say, when I went to state, I caught laryngitis and lost my voice. So ever since then, I've been traumatized. But no, it was a really great system. I used to be a former executive director within the Miss America system. I was Miss Tinley Park Scholarship Program Executive Director and co-director for the Miss Chicago program for 1 year. I thought I would retire. Didn't happen. Caught the bug again and entered into the Miss International system, which mm-hmm. was a wonderful experience. I won the title of Miss Illinois International 2006 and had one of the best years of my life. I made over 65 appearances throughout the state working with Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer, WIME National Breast Cancer Organization, Susan G. Komen, also the American Cancer Society, the American Red Cross, the AIDS Foundation. You pretty much name it, I did it. I had a lot of fun experiences because of Miss Illinois. It opened a lot of doors. Having gone to a Susan G. Komen appearance, I met someone with Arthur Murray Studios, who was also an advocate with Susan G. Komen, and I was invited to be a celebrity dancer for Dancing with Chicago Celebrities, and there we raised over $56,000 benefiting Susan G. Komen, and I got to learn the cha-cha, trained for that for 2 months, and met some wonderful local celebrities within Chicago. I also got to meet a few folks along the way, Johnny Immerman of Immerman Angels. I now volunteer with their organization, and they're great. What they do is they pair up current cancer survivors with current cancer patients and their families and help them through the motions as far as medical treatment and recovery and life after cancer. With Miss Illinois International, I went on to the international pageant 2006, made top 10, and then finished my year. I had a 13-month reign. Still didn't beat that pageant bug. Came back as Miss Midwest International 2007, hence where I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to the international pageant, had a wonderful year. Finished that off, became Miss Illinois United States 2007. Moved on to the Miss United States pageant and made top 10. Always top 10, I'm that top 10 girl, can't really shake it. So one of these days, hopefully, you know, we'll go past that.
Right.
Now, I went on to the Miss Illinois Galaxy 2008 pageant, had a wonderful time, placed first runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Had that motivation to still keep going, so now I hold the title of Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008 and headed to Miss Galaxy this July in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Now, when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking to you about appearances because
yes.
you have so many appearances, and a lot of our listeners wonder, how do you set up appearances?
Mm-hmm.
And you are certainly an expert, so we'll be asking your advice when we come back with more with the Pageant Cast.
I listen each week to Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Angelique Harville, Mrs. United Nations U.S. 2007, wishing you Tierra Dreams.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
The judges for Miss USA have been announced. Of course, we announced last week Heather Mills, who is on Dancing with the Stars and previously married to Paul McCartney, will be one of those judges. We have Rob Schneider, previously of Saturday Night Live, Joey Fatone, the host of Singing Bee, Christian Alfonso, entrepreneur and star of NBC's Days of Our Lives, Olympic gold medal swimmer Amanda Beard, Christian Siriano, the season's winner of Bravo's hit show Project Runway, San Diego Chargers linebacker Sean Lights Out Merriman, celebrity hairstyle Ken Paves, Kelly Carlson, star of Nip Tuck, I love her, and Vanity Fair celebrity journalist George Wayne. Also, the rock band Finger 11 will perform their hit song Paralyzer live at this year's pageant. Something I do want to make sure you're all aware of is the Pageant Cast is going to have a conference call. That conference call is coming up Friday, April 11th. Hey, that's also when Miss USA happens. That's right, we're going to have a conference call during the program. We're going to open it up about a half hour before Miss USA airs, and we're going to have it open through the show. And basically, people can call in and tell us what they think of the event. Now, here's the catch, though. You have to be on Facebook. There's a lot of directions to this thing. I'm not going to put it all over the place. because this is something I'm testing out. Not really sure how this is going to work out. Don't know how much participation we'll have. So I'm keeping it to only my Facebook friends right now. So if you want to get involved, shoot me an email and I'll get you connected up on Facebook and you'll get all the directions. It's this Friday and we hope that we can talk to you then. We might even take portions of that conference and put it on the show. We'll see how things go.
This is April Strong, Miss International USA 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
For our PodSafe Music Network selection of the day, we have Andrew Lubman with Train of Thought. We really know you're going to love it, and if you do, go on out to music.podshow.com and take a look at his music or use the handy link that we have in our show notes. Here is Andrew Lubman with Train of Thought.
I can see it all so clear. In my mind's eye, I have the feeling that I've got something to say. The tip of my tongue is burning. I've got to hold on tight before it slips away. Frustration.
Don't get the best of me.
I know that it'll come to me soon. Just got to keep. I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so. I could see it all so clear.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, MyPageantTips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search. With thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe, winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at MyPageantTips.com. And we're back now with the pageant cast. We have Nicole Kapke, Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008. Now, before we left, I mentioned that you do a lot of appearances, and you have how many scheduled already for between here, and we were recording this in mid-April, going to, she's just smiling at me, which I'm getting totally distracted. I'm sorry. But you have a lot of appearances for, a three-month period?
Not even. We had my inauguration, so to speak, middle April.
Okay.
And from that point on until the day I leave for Galaxy, I have over 26 appearances.
How do you do that? Because I know there are title holders out there that say, I was lucky to get six appearances in. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Well, luckily over the years, because of my connections with a lot of the volunteer work I do and a lot of the cancer organizations that I'm involved with, it's bringing two together. It's promoting the platform. It's promoting the organization that I am committed to. So it's a two-for-one special, so to speak. So most of my appearances I have are volunteer work, or it's participating in that function to begin with. Either it's a walk, or it's a fundraiser event, it's a gala. Also, because of those connections, I've met a lot of folks in the media. I had an appearance at a launch party for the quarterly event for Vassar Magazine, which is based in Chicago. There's also getting online, seeing what you want to be involved in within your community.
Now, where do you look online, though? Do you check individual venues? Do you go and check a local theater, or do you check causes? What's the way to generate these sort of...
The way I go about it is first I find out what the local organizations that I'm involved with, what they have going on throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And then from that point, anything you want to get involved with, whether it's, you know, the local park districts, if it's a season coming up like the 4th of July. You know, my hometown is very supportive. I'm from Blue Island. I'm always, for the past three seasons, I've been involved in our annual parade for the 4th of July, the fireworks display at our local high school. For the Christmas season, that's a perfect outlet. I volunteered at a few senior citizens' homes, visiting with them. You can go to local schools, you know, go to the high school or the junior high school or the grade school that you went to, talk to your principal. If you can read to the students, if there's any proactive events they're having within their organizations, also meeting with the local fire department, the police department, getting to know your community is the best way to do it.
Now, when you talk to those people, have you been refused, or do they generally want you to get involved?
For the most part, 95% of those folks they're gung-ho. I mean, you're a celebrity within your own right. Mm-hmm. You know, not very many people are contacted or in contact with people within pageantry. So they're like, great, you're promoting our platform, let's promote yours. So, I mean, I've done Light the Night with Blue Island, where it's an anti-violence program where all the community families come in, and it's like a barbecue. And then you get to meet the mayor, you meet the commissioner, the chief of fire department, and then you meet families that way as well. So it's been a great turnout.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that we had discussed a little bit before is that you came from the international system most recently, and now you're in the Galaxy system. What are some of the differences? Of course, you know, they're both great pageants. They have an international presence at both, but they are different in the competition itself.
Yes.
What are the differences?
Well, with international, it's a platform-based and mainly interview pageant system. Your interview is 40% of your score. Mm-hmm. You meet individually one-on-one with each judge, and they ask you everything that is about you, what your platform is, what you're dedicated to throughout the year, what you plan to bring throughout the year as that title holder. There is no swimsuit category in the international system, whereas Galaxy there is. Both categories of evening gown and fun fashion wear, both organizations have. International is sort of in a way relative to Miss America. It's more platform-based, more community aware, where Miss Galaxy is more of the glamorous side, you know, things that people really remotely relate to as far as media, to the beauty of pageantry. It's what people are initially drawn to. So it's the glamorous side. You see more of Galaxy all over in magazines.
Supermodels Unlimited,
exactly.
They're always in there.
Always in there. Also, I love the fact that Galaxy, because it's a beauty pageant, it's competitive. And you've got that drive of discipline to get ready into a swimsuit. So you're getting yourself physically fit, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. The glamorous side is they really want a beautiful girl to represent them, as well as intelligence, someone that can get out there, talk to people, promote the organization itself. So you've got that system's more relatable to USA. Mm-hmm. So it's more recognizable in a sense as far as media.
Well, and certainly at the Illinois competition that you're involved with, they have a fantastic announcer, I heard.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
He did a really great job.
I had to sneak that in there. So tell us a little bit about your platform.
Currently, my platform is Learn, Live, Link. It's cancer awareness, education, and awareness. If I didn't already say that, I know it so well by heart now, it kind of just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
But what I do is pretty much networking. It's bringing fellow cancer organizations together within the community. Every appearance I've ever made has been one connection to the other. I went to a Relay for Life for the American Cancer Society at DePaul University as Miss Illinois International 2006, and one of the guest survivors and speakers was Johnny Immerman of Immerman Angels. And having heard him survive testicular cancer at the age of 26 was amazing. And he drew in so much attention to so many of the young men at that school that he was flooded with so many questions that you never would have expected. So getting to know him, working with him, really spun things off. Also, meeting him, I got to work with Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer, and that is an amazing organization. You've got so many children that, you know, have benefited and survived because of the assistance that they provide. There's also the Children's Miracle Network. You've got the Chicago Children's Memorial Hospital. I mean, one organization after the other has brought me in some way connected to the other. So I was inspired by my platform due to my grandmother. I had lost her in 2001 to brain cancer. She originally had large intestinal cancer when I was younger, and she was in remission for about a good 9 years, and then it came back in 2000 and ultimately spread, and we lost her. And having been a young adult, not knowing much about the disease, not knowing how I could have eased her pain or found more ways to, you know, find maybe a cure for her, it was very frustrating. So at that point, my mom and I decided, you know what, there's something we have to do. We want to get out there, spread the word, help as much as we could, and it's pretty much grown on its own from there.
Well, we're just about out of time. Is there something that I missed asking you about today that you want to make sure that the listeners at a pageant cast have the opportunity to hear?
Just keep an eye out for me. I've pretty much gotten out there. I've been on WGN. I've been on ABC. So if you see me out there, come and say hi. I'm a normal girl. I'm not afraid to say hello to the average Joe. So just come and say hi.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Nicole Kampke, Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, the pageant cast is pretty excited. We have a lot of great upcoming interviews. Coming up, we have Rebecca Negrete. She's Miss International 2008. She'll be here on the show real soon. Coming up after that, we have Ms. Planet Beach, Nevada, Rachel Riley will be here on the show. Caitlin Brunell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, is going to come on the program. And to keep with the teen theme, we have Allie DeSantis, Miss International Teen, coming on the program as well. A lot of exciting interviews here on the Pageant Cast.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press I'm Brianna Lepore, Miss Racine 2006, and I'd like to congratulate Tim Kretschmann for being named one of the 100 Milwaukeeans you ought to know on onmilwaukee.com. Way to go, Tim.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Miss America 2008, Kirsten Hegland, through the season's ceremonial first pitch, performed the national anthem and God Bless America at the Detroit Tigers' home opener. Well, it's official. Puerto Rico officials say they have dropped an investigation into a beauty queen's claim that her evening gown was doused with pepper spray. The island's justice secretary says prosecutors have determined they can't prove who was responsible for attacking Ingrid Rivera during the Miss Puerto Rico Universe pageant. Pageant spokesman says he's satisfied investigators did what they could, but says he still thinks Rivera was the victim of a sabotage attempt. Rivera broke out in hives between stage appearances, but kept her composure in front of the cameras and judges. So that's the end of a story that's been kind of lingering the last few months. If you'd like to purchase tickets to the upcoming pageant extravaganza, call 262-784-0922. Now, the pageant extravaganza, as you might recall, is happening in the Milwaukee area in the suburb of Brookfield, Wisconsin. It'll be held Saturday, April 19th and Sunday, April 20th, featuring seminars by Heather French Henry, Miss America 2000, and Katie Harmon, Miss America 2002. So give a call to 262-784-0922. For more information, go to pageantextravaganza.tripod.com. Stephanie Hunt has a wonderful interview with Kehlani Ray Rafko. She was Miss America in 1988. She had a wonderful interview with Stephanie. You can find it on her website, stephaniehunt.com. We also put it out on our news desk. Check it out. I'm going to remind you about a website for Miss USA information that you might find of help. Go on out to http://www.pageantupdate.net. That's pageantupdate.net. It is really an authority on all things Miss USA. And now the Pageant Cast announces a few results that we found from our news desk. We got a wonderful email from Dana Shriver. You might remember we talked to her on the last Pageant Cast about Mrs. North Carolina. If you remember, she said right in the interview that she was going to let me know who won. Well, did she ever? Here are the results from Mrs. North Carolina, United States. The winner was Nicole Hinson. First runner-up was Marietta Burke. Maureen McDonald was second runner-up. LaDaria Richardson was third runner-up. And fourth runner-up was Angela Norman Brown. Now, the Fitness Award went to Nicole Hinson. Congeniality Award went to Sharon Miller Ashley. The Spirit Award went to LaDaria Richardson. The Best Evening Gown went to Claudia DeWight. Most Ticket Sales to Carla Board. Most Ad Sales went to Nicole Hinson and Carla Board. People's Choice Award went to Marietta Burke. Civic Award went to Nicole Hinson. And Photogenic Award went to Nicole Hinson. There were also some VIP guests, including Mrs. United States Stephanie Hunt, Mrs. United States 1999, Janice McQueen Ward, Mrs. United States 2006, Shannon Devine, Mrs. North Carolina United States, Deborah Kennedy, and Mrs. North Carolina United States Kelly Morrison. We had so many beautiful ladies competing in our pageant this year, and we are extremely lucky to have so many successful women representing our beautiful state. Our local title holders will be making appearances throughout the year, so look for our queens at different events throughout the state of North Carolina. Congratulations to Nicole Hinson and the entire Hinson family. You are going to have a fun-filled year. We are going to greatly miss Mrs. North Carolina United States 2008, April Storms Britt. April was a fantastic queen and did an unbelievable job representing our state. We also had the privilege of crowning another queen tonight. The pageant committee decided to honor April's daughter, Bella Britt, by crowning her a little Ms. North Carolina United States forever. Bella has been beside her mother during almost every appearance, and she has become well known herself throughout the state. So we thought it was only fitting that she be crowned Little Miss North Carolina United States forever and receive her very own crown and official sash to match her mother's. She will always be our queen, and we appreciate all she did to help her mommy during April's reign as Mrs. North Carolina United States. That's from Dana Shriver, the marketing and public relations person for Mrs. North Carolina United States pageant. A big congratulations to the new 2008 Mrs. Maryland International, Heather Ablondi. Her platform is March of Dimes, Preemies Today. Heather, 30 years old, was crowned Miss Maryland International 2008 at the state pageant on Saturday, April 5th. Heather lives with her husband Steve and two daughters, Abigail and Bethany. She now advances to Mrs. International pageant to represent Maryland in Chicago in July at the national competition.
Pageantcast.
That's it for today's Pageantcast. So glad that you could join us. Remember, if you'd like to contact us, give us a call at 414-517-4908. Or you can always email us at pageantcast@gmail.com. Okay, I've yakked at you just about as long as anybody could take it. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Like to thank Nicole Kapke for making the drive all the way up here to the studio. Doesn't it sound better? These live interviews, I love those so much better than the phone interviews. Of course, it would be kind of difficult for me to travel as much as I would want to get all the great interviews that we have here on the program. Also want to thank our PondSafe musical artist on today's show. Fantastic music, and we really appreciate that as well. Hey, we're out of here, and until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.